This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Sonoma County is known for its grapes, dairy, olives, and vegetables, but a surprising range of fruit can be grown here too, which is why the Redwood Empire chapter of the California Rare Fruit Growers is one of the organization's largest. Petaluma grower Phil Pieri, the president of the local chapter, says most area members focus on specialty or heritage varieties of familiar fruits.
It's varieties of apples and peaches and pears that don't get into the stores because they don't ship well or they don't keep well, they don't have much of a shelf life, and the commercial growers don't really want to grow those and the stores don't want them. We try and keep the varieties that do not end up in the stores from becoming extinct.
In that respect, Pieri says, his own small farm is typical.
I have about 70 varieties of fruit, and in that I probably have about 20 varieties of apples and maybe about 10 of peaches, 10 of pears, and some apricots and plums.
Mixed in with them, he also grows a sampling of citrus.
Citrus does fine in certain places if it doesn't get too cold. I myself have about 20 citrus trees growing on a hill, so it's above the frost, or very light frost it gets every once in a while, but it doesn't seem to bother it.
They include lemons, oranges, even grapefruit.
One variety, Rio Blanco, which is quite good, and it seems to be doing fine.
But in an area notorious for the diversity of its microclimates, Pieri says even more improbable harvests are not just a theoretical possibility.
There are quite a few tropicals that grow outside here, especially in the microclimates. One lady that lives up on Sonoma Mountain that grows tropicals outside, she grows bananas, produces very good fruit too.
Even without the unseasonably warm weather we've enjoyed lately, winter is usually a productive time for tropical species growing in our area.
Citrus grows in the wintertime. Most of the citrus ripens in the wintertime. Early spring is when I harvest my oranges, as a matter of fact. Avocados, but of course we don't grow avocados here, although I do have a couple of avocado trees which have not produced fruit yet.
Few of the rare fruit growers around here are commercial ventures, but Pieri says some can often be found at local farmers' markets, where they go to share the diversity of their harvests.
I think that the public is becoming aware that there's a lot more out there than what you see in Safeway or Albertsons. You can find a lot of different varieties of, for instance, the Asian pears in the farmers' markets. They are getting the message that the public wants a little more variety.
The rare fruit growers like to compare notes and share samples and cuttings, which Pieri says allows them to propagate and promulgate their favorite exotic varieties.
We don't normally go from seed. We go from cuttings, which we call scions, and grafting onto existing rootstocks to maintain a particular variety.
You'll find links and more information about growing exotic fruits in the North Bay on our news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.